The county council received a briefing from their fire warden, Bryce Boyer. He said the new idea is preliminary and was brought up at a recent spring conference of state fire wardens.
Instead of the counties and municipalities being responsible for the cost of fire suppression, that the legislature would fund it 100% through the state. So, like the Rockport fire, you would not be getting a bill for it. However, there are some drawbacks to that of counties and municipalities not doing pre-suppression type work and defensible space and that kind of stuff.
He said the idea came up partly because some local governments are focused on fire suppression costs. Boyer said, though, that is not Summit County's policy.
By all means, give you guys credit, give the manager credit with the Rockport fire. I don't run into that of someone in my ear going, what's that going to cost? You guys pretty much have all put your trust in me to order and do what we need to do to protect. Other counties and municipalities are all cost driven. That's part of what the state wants to take away is if we're paying 100% of the suppression, it gives us as the wardens or the fire management officers, the Steve Rutters, the ability to order the appropriate equipment and resources to take care of the fire.
Concerning the outlook for this summer, Boyer said the fire potential is normal, but that doesn't mean it's free of hazards.
If you remember when I was here last year, I told you we were looking at a normal fire season last year as well, and we had the Rockport fire. So we still have the potential for significant incident, but we're not right now looking that we're probably going to have all the restrictions and so on that we've had in the past years with the campfires and that kind of stuff. At this point, it'll depend on how weather patterns and that kind of thing work through.
Fire Warden Bryce Boyer. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.